This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
On this Tuesday, we'll have plenty of fireworks. Matt will explain all the time he has spent with his children on the ability to cover first base. What? And catch a pop-up.
And when and where to go for it.
Can't wait. This will be a lot of fun. Can't wait. All right. So, basketball last night, 108-66. Penn State won it. Look, this looked like a team that just couldn't wait to go out and play somebody. And they attacked all the way through. So the next one is UMBC. Jim Ferry's team comes in, and that will be 6 o'clock on Friday night, and we're on at 5:30. And then the next thing will be, football after that. What do you think?
I mean, just from reading the story from last night, it looks like they really played well, and
they did play well. For an opening game, they played well. And again, everything's in the context of an opening game. I mean, we're going to get to some point in January, and the game last night will be somewhat forgotten along the way. I mean, just, you know, it's the way it is with any opening game. It'll seem like it was 3 years ago instead of 3 months. You know, it's a start. You need a starting point. They have a starting point.
And I think, you know, with the way they attacked the basket to go along with their three-point shooting, that can only be helped the rest of the year.
No question. So that's what they had last night, and they were able to get it done, and they've got the game. Hey, you're coming in for the Penn State-Washington game? Hey, check out the basketball team. They'll play at 6 o'clock, and in fact, you'll be out of there by 8. It's great. Yeah, you can have a good time, watch them play. It's a nice mix on this team. And I was talking to a group this morning, and I brought up about, you know, the finishing 17th part. And I said, look, I said, do you think I blame anybody for coming up with that? I said, who cares what somebody thinks about stuff like that? It's just an opinion. You have to go out and win the games. I said, but the bottom line is, I said, you know, they're being told by somebody they have to write this story. So they got to come up with something without traveling around and going to practices and things like that. You have to kind of just do it by, okay, this guy transferred in, that guy transferred out. Right? You know, it's all just guesswork. I said, so I don't blame them because they're doing what they're told to do, and that's write the story. And after that, you're just trying to do the best you can, you know, because it's all guesswork.
Welcome to my career.
Right. I mean, because you can't go.
No.
I mean, you write a local preview for high school football. Do you actually get out and see everybody?
No. I do talk to everybody at least, though.
Right. Exactly. And that's the best you can do. Right? That's the best you can do. As, you know, you heard what Brad Nessler and I were talking about. Brad and I were saying, hey, look, it's a big difference between watching even video and seeing a team in person. It's a big difference. You know, that's how I form my opinions, seeing them in person. All right, Matt's coming up here?
Yep, 1:15.
Brace yourselves. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Well, here we go. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. A man who has been taking his children outside to the backyard and teaching them how to cover first base.
Covering first base, catching a fly ball, you name it, we've been going over it because that's what the Yankees displayed what not to do. And one of the most horrendous inning I think I've ever will ever see in Major League Baseball. Yes. No question.
The new contract that Cole received, I would have given him $35 million on the extension with a $1 million bonus if he covers first base all season.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. But, I mean, honestly, as bad as that play was, I still give Cole a pass because of the way he pitched. I mean, he was victim to what
a pass.
I mean, even though he made that mistake himself, he was still victim to what the Yankees did. And I put the full blame on the captain for that fifth inning because it was his error after he finally hit a home run to get the crowd in a frenzy, get everything going, get the Dodgers on their heels. And he's the one that made the play that started the whole thing. Yes, Gleyber Torres should have made his throw at third or gone somewhere else, got a more sure out. Yes, Cole should have made that play. But Cole pitched a tremendous game. He pitched his brains out in the game the Yankees should have won. That I put squarely on the captain right then and there. And I don't even think he should be the captain anymore, to be honest with you, Steve Jones. To me, he has to earn it back after the horrendous postseason that he had.
Well, who's going to come out for the coin toss?
We'll go with that one.
He's our captain. I don't really care in baseball who your captain is. I mean, that's one of the more... the Yankees make a big deal out of nothing. That's a big deal out of nothing. You got to make plays, and you can pitch your brains out, but guess what? Since you were a little kid, junior high, high school, what do you have to do that's a fundamental every single time? You got to cover your position. You got to cover first base. I'm sorry, he may have pitched his brains out, but he threw more pitches in part because of himself.
Yeah, no, it's very true, but I
know, that's why
whole
I
thing
said it.
Starts with Aaron Judge right then and there. So, but yeah, I mean, it's as bad as it gets, and I also think it goes to the manager, and I know he's already coming back next year, but I don't know if I necessarily would have brought him back because not only did the eeny, miny, moe lineup continue, although it worked in his favor starting in Game 4 and continued into the first part of Game 5, but there's the lack of accountability with players and with the star players, nonetheless. Sure, he benched Gleyber Torres a couple of times this year, but that's easy. Anybody can bench Gleyber Torres because we all know how bad he is in the field. But that there were plenty of times where he could have gone after Judge, Stanton, you know it, and he didn't. And you saw the Yankees make the same mistakes over and over again, whether it was running the bases, horrible at-bats, or atrocious fielding like we've seen all year. And it finally came back to bite him in the rear end in the most critical time when they're trying to extend this series. And that's what happens. That, to me, is the biggest issue with Aaron Boone. Say what you want about the analytics and the way he makes his lineups and everything else, which I think is all bogus, too. But he doesn't hold his players accountable. And when you don't, you get innings like this in the most critical times and embarrass yourself in the World Series like that.
He speaks highly of you.
He's an Eagle fan. That's about the only thing he's got going right now.
Hey, by the way, your Eagles coach is a gem.
That's a compliment in itself. I'm back to calling him Nick the Clown, and I am begging Jeffrey Lurie at this point. I am literally pretty much now on my hands and knees. I don't care if this team is 6-2 and has won 4 straight and what it would do. This is now 2 games where Nick the Clown has almost cost the Eagles because of reckless decision-making. One is bad enough. Two, no. Even if you get to a third, of course, that's when you're probably going to lose a game or games. Please get rid of this guy. I'm begging you, Jeffrey Lurie. I am literally at my hands and knees. Please get rid of this guy before he costs the Eagles a game or games or the season in the playoffs, whatever it is. Because this guy is as stubborn as an ox. He said it again in his Monday press conference yesterday. He doesn't regret any decision known to man. This guy can't get out of his own way and just can't leave well enough alone because he already was too arrogant enough to give up everything or else he would have lost his job. And now this is just his way of showing, hey, I'm still the head guy. Hey, I'm still making all the decisions, this and that. Instead of letting your coordinators do the job, which is what this was supposed to be as the CEO, which I didn't buy into this nonsense in the first place. He's still trying to make a point, and it's nearly costing his team. It's as selfish as it gets. It's as reckless as it gets. And Eagles are lucky that they're 6-2 right now because of their head coach. So please, Jeffrey Lurie, I know it's unconventional, but you know what? You've got 2 good coordinators in there right now. They can carry ship the rest of the way. Put Vic Fangio in charge as the interim coach and get rid of this guy before you regret it. Enough's enough already. Please.
So you don't want him there anymore?
I would like to see him gone, yeah. I'll shave my own head to see this guy gone. And I'm not a shave head kind of guy. I will literally shave my head if Jeffrey Lurie gets rid of this guy.
Todd? Can we maybe do that on one of the high school games?
I'm not doing Photoshops with Matt on a bald head all afternoon, I swear.
Well, maybe we could do it when we're televising one of the games on our YouTube channel. You and the suit both shaving your heads.
Well, no offense to the suit, but mine will take a little longer than him.
Oh. Todd, I think that was a shot.
Huh. Well, he did work with you for a long time.
Well, but no, but I mean, the Yankees lose not just a couple games, a bunch. And the Eagles have no Saquon Barkley, they're 2-6. He seems bitter.
He's got to take it out on somebody.
Why us?
Everybody else in this show gets their stuff out in the suit. Why not Matt?
That's true. But when he's talking about the suit's head having acreage,
And I think he would tell you the same thing, honestly. I think he'd say I'd be right.
Well, yeah, but he'd say it, and it would take about 15 minutes for him to get to it.
He still could make a better decision and come around to making a better decision than Nick Sirianni.
Like, if you brought Nick Sirianni to the grocery store, how long would it take you guys to make decisions on food?
Nothing, because he'll have a nice filet mignon. He'll buy it. That's on for sale. But then somebody's going to offer him all of the wine and the wine and the beer, whatever else that they have now in the grocery store, and he'll take that, and then we lose the steak.
So what else is on your mind today?
Well, the other thing is, I do have a couple of things related to Penn State, Ohio State, on and off the field. But I'll start with on the field. And listen, I would have given Tyler Warren at least another shot at the ball, at least another touch or two on the goal line there after he made the big play. I definitely would have there. So I'm with fans and media on that. But at the same time, though, say you try it to Tyler Warren once or twice and you don't get it. You still have Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen, and you can't punch it in from the 3-yard line? You don't deserve to win the game then. Especially with the start that Nick Singleton had in the game, running and passing in the receiving. So that's what I don't get. You have those two running backs. If you had four line, I would do it. I would count on that 9 times out of 10. But yes, I would have given Tyler Warren another shot. But you've got those two running backs in there. You've got to find a way to punch it in from the 3-yard line. I'm sorry. That's the first thing there with that.
Would Nick Sirianni have done that?
That's a good question. He is starting to run the ball a little bit more, but I'm sure he would have tried to pass it on all four downs, try to roll out and sneak somebody out there, and somebody would have not caught the ball or anything like that. Or he probably wouldn't have gone. He would have gone for two in the first couple of attempts anyway. After the first couple of scores,
yeah, I'll make one quick comment about that. He keeps trying to recapture his identity, and this is all seriousness. He keeps talking about recapturing their identity from 2 years ago. Look, every team's different, and that's one of the jobs of a coach, is to realize that personnel's different, personality's different, and because of that, you can't coach the same way. You can't do square peg, round hole, because that's your philosophy. Your job is to adapt to the talent you have as to what they can do and what they can't do. And by forcing things, saying, we're going to go for two here because that's what we did 2 years ago, that might not be the right thing for this particular team.
Totally agree. That whole mindset drives me crazy for that reason alone. And the fact that he wasn't making these, I mean, he was gambling, and I thought sometimes were reckless, but this decision-making is much worse than it was in 2022. But secondly, yes, this is not that 2022 team. And for one thing, and he's heard this from his players, and I guess he is listening to them somewhat, is you got to get back to actually what you were doing from 2021, which was being a run-first team and then opening up to play action. And this time, instead of Devontae Smith, you have him and A.J. Brown. That's the identity that the Eagles' offense needs to be. And I said this 2 weeks ago after the Cincinnati win. I'm sorry, after the Giants win, was be a run-first team, and that opens up your play action. And we're starting to see that a little bit more, and they're going in that direction. That's where this team needs to be. They were not that way in 2022. I can tell you that. So there's a couple of things wrong where if you look at Nick Sirianni, yeah, he needs his head examined when it comes to that angle, too. That whole thing is ridiculous.
Is it true that Luke is now jumping over John Paul backwards?
Actually, he would be the first to do that, and it's pretty close. And all of them were watching with me at the time, and they thought that was pretty cool.
Just a slice of advice. If he's going to try it, make sure you have 911 close by.
Luke, I have full confidence to make it. Luke's pretty good. Mark, on the other hand, then, yeah, I'd have to do that.
Well, we found this to be... Todd, how do you feel about the word enlightening?
I'll go with it.
That's about the way the show is right now. We'll go with it. He's on a roll. Don't stop him.
I just try to give you my honest opinion.
He's on a roll. Don't stop him.
In-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Out-of-home life business, boat, motorcycle, RV. You do not have rant insurance after the previous half hour. I'm surprised you got through that. You just like, do you stay in the room?
Yeah, I was here.
But you turned the mic off.
I turned my mic off.
Yeah, because you don't want them to know you're there.
Yeah. I stay close and say who's in the case you say my name like you did in that segment.
I'm just doing it to keep you on your toes.
Yes.
Purdy Insurance wants to save you money wherever they can. And not only that, customer service means everything to them. All at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. All right. Great to have you with us on the show today. Washington is here Saturday night. Actually did their pregame show today. They tape and they use it on Saturday before the game. So did that earlier today. There are a lot of things about their team I like. Their defense is very good, especially their secondary. And Bruner is a terrific player. My goodness. Remember Mark Bruner, who played for the Steelers, tight end?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, this is his son.
Yeah, I know. It makes me feel old.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there's certain guys. Sports is heavily populated today by great athletes who are not ingrained in their sports. And then you run into a guy that is like the definition of what his sport is. Bruner is a football player. He's a really good athlete. Don't get me wrong. He's a really good athlete, but he's a football player. Knows how to play the games. Good player. Then we talked about the quarterback, Rodgers. And Jonah Coleman, the tailback. Jack and I have talked about him for the last like 6 weeks. Look at Coleman. Look at Coleman. Look at Coleman. Tough, hard-nosed guy between the tackles. They do turn the ball over. That is an issue. Boston's a good wideout. Latu's a good target at tight end. Big guy. Because they were asking me about... Obviously, everybody asks me about Warren these days. And they talked about his intelligence. You can't play wide receiver, slot receiver, wing back, on the line of scrimmage as a tight end, play fullback, play quarterback with all the shifting he does. You have to be so smart to do all that. Because you have to know all of it. You have to know all of it. And then you go to his traits as an athlete. He's a terrific athlete, and he understands, because of his basketball background, how to use his body in terms of getting position on people. He has great hands, and he is too quick for a linebacker, and he's too big for a safety. Now, Ohio State doubled him all day. They did everything they could to take him away. They, for the most part, used two guys on him. And that's how they went about it. So it'll be interesting to see what Washington is. Washington, for the most part, based on what I've watched, it looks like they play a lot of cover zero.
Isn't their defensive coordinator Steven Belichick now?
It is.
That's what I thought.
I mean, it looks to me like they play a lot of cover zero. And it'll be interesting to see how, you know. Now, it's interesting because one of Bruner's interceptions, though, which was a real changeup. They played zone on that play. The one over the middle, Bruner picked it up. They played zone on that play. And, yeah. Yeah. So very interesting. Very interesting. Good team, too. Yeah.
And you want them at Beaver because they're much better in Seattle.
Yeah, no. They've won 19 in a row at home.
Yeah.
They have the second longest home field winning streak in the country.
I'm not sure I knew that part of it.
That's why I'm on the show.
Yeah. like you do your prep work or something, right?
Well, we try to do at least something that makes it seem like you know what you're talking about. Something. By the way, Miller Moss looks like he's going to get benched this week. And that's something I've been saying about that's been interesting about USC. I feel like Miller Moss doesn't see the field very well. And, yeah, I've got that impression from watching him in person. They asked me about the 18 team. I got asked this, too, with the speech I made this morning about 18 schools. And I said, well, from the announcer's point of view, it's a lot of fun. I said, I've never done games at Washington or Oregon before, and I'm looking forward to it. I said, with all due respect to Maryland and Rutgers, it's more exciting for me to go out to the Coliseum or the Rose Bowl. But, you know, it's as...
Don't worry, the Rutgers people probably feel the same way.
Right. Well, so travel-wise, just so everybody knows, Washington's flying in here. And so they're flying into State College, but they're flying out of Harrisburg. Everybody, everybody made such a big deal about Penn State flying out of Harrisburg. Well, when UCLA came here, they flew into State College. They flew out of Harrisburg. Why? Because when you put the fuel on the plane, it's exponentially heavier. When you're landing the plane, your fuel level is very low. Right? It's just about weight. That's why Washington has to go down to Harrisburg to fly back to Seattle. I don't know. It's always interesting how, like, there's certain common sense things that, like, people don't think of. I always get baffled by that. Like, isn't that common sense? The plane's heavier. But maybe it's because I travel all the time. You know what I mean? Maybe because I travel all the time, I think of things differently, you know, because I'm on planes all the time. So, I don't know.
I kind of think it's easier just to say, you know, to make fun of a statement like that rather than actually think it through. And you know your audience probably isn't going to think it through. They're just going to, you know, understand what you're saying about them having to go to Harrisburg. Not you, you know, the general you.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, you know, that people aren't doing it. What, like 30 seconds of thinking makes you realize why they have to go to Harrisburg.
Right. Yeah. The other part, too, is there are people that like to establish narratives.
Yes.
Right. Hey, there's a narrative. It's like, you just sit there and go, please don't do that. That's why I was talking this morning. They were asking me about the state of media. And I said part of the state of media is today. Rob Parker at USC, and I think Rob used to be at Fox, right? Maybe he's still at Fox.
Yes.
He does an entire class in the College of Communications there on hot takes. And in a lot of ways, a show like this, or a Stephen A. Smith on ESPN, or ESPN radio, whatever, or CBS radio, whatever it happens to be, hot takes have become the big thing. Well, Bill Belichick coach again. Like, geez, do we know? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. Right? But they'll do an entire segment going back and forth as to why he should come back, will come back, won't come back, whatever, you know what I mean? And they'll do a hot take on it. Okay? Nick Sirianni should be fired. Oh, we just had Matt. Okay, we're done. But it's become more hot takes today. Well, Penn State, they need a longer runway. They need this. They need this. Okay. You know, it becomes a hot take. Instead of explaining the reality of it. I mean, I really, you know, I mean, could I get a job on ESPN TV or ESPN radio doing the talk show part of it? They would hate how I do the show. That'd be my guess. That's just my opinion. I think they would be like, hey, no, you can't do it that way. You gotta put some hot takes, a little controversy, a little mustard on it. You know what I mean?
I also think we might struggle with the younger viewership they covet as well.
Yeah, maybe. But if the younger viewership wanted to learn more about something, they would get more out of this than a hot take.
Well, this is true. But we're not on TikTok either.
No, we're not. I believe the largest viewership on TikTok is the suit falling out of the chair at Cornell or Colgate or whatever it was. I think that's still number one, right?
If it's not, it's close. That's a year.
Oh, remember we played it back on the 1 year anniversary. Doug sent it to me.
That's right.
I mean, come on. Yeah, there we go.
That was actually a Friday. I remember that now because the King was waiting to come on.
Oh,
he was listening to it again.
And he loved it. He loved it. He thought it was the greatest thing going. Again, we can laugh about it because Kevin wasn't even remotely hurt. He laughed about it, okay? So just so you know, Kevin did not get hurt. High school playoffs this week. Here it is. The second weekend of November, Lewisburg and Mount Carmel will play at Milton High School. That is going to be quite the showdown, don't you think?
I think it will be. It should be a fun one. Again, this is one of those weeks where I wish I could slice myself into a couple pieces because they're playing everything at the same time, 7 o'clock on Friday night. So
in Class A, Lyme Mountain's taking on Muncie. Those are the top two seeds. In Double A, Troy and Southern Columbia, that's where you're going to be.
Correct.
So you're going to go up north of Williamsport by what, about a half hour?
Yeah, 40 minutes. It depends. 40 minutes? Yeah. It's four lanes now.
Oh, I know it is.
Thank you.
How close is it to 15 and 99? Troy, the field.
It's right off the. It's probably. Mile or two off the exit.
Is it like Troy Canton? Is that the?
Oh no, they're playing it at Mansfield.
They're playing at Mansfield
at the university.
Oh, okay. No, it is right off the field then. Yeah. Right off the highway then. No, I've seen it.
Troy High School is Troy's up 14 off of
Yeah. Right. That's right.
You go through Grover. That always cracks me up.
Yeah. And Warrior Run's got Towanda. Warrior Run pulled the upset last week. They beat Loyalsock, I think.
Yep, 21-7. That's where I was at.
And they've got Towanda. And Towanda's not bad. I mean, Towanda's played pretty well. They're the number two seed, and they beat they doubled up Bloomsburg last week. And then in Quad A, it's Jersey Shore at Shamokin. Shamokin beat Athens 1-0 last week, or 50-7, same thing. And Jersey Shore won big, of course, over Sealands Grove. But they are going to play each other at Shamokin. And then last but not least, Montoursville in AAA is at Danville. And Mount Carmel's at Lewisburg. Mount Carmel beat Milton last week, 55-26. And Montoursville beat Mifflinburg. That was a great game, too, it looks like, 28-27.
Yeah, that was the other one I was at. It was Saturday night. It was Montoursville blocked a punt at the beginning of the fourth quarter to make it 28-14. Mm-hmm. Mifflinburg returned the ensuing kickoff for a touchdown, and then they scored without 1:13 left. And then somebody got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and they had to kick a 35-yard extra point, and they missed the extra point. Ah.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
That is not good.
No, it was not good.
Not good. And then we got another round next week, which is the championship round, right? Except, well, in Quad A, that is the championship, right?
Yeah, single A, A and Quad A, they'll play their first round state playoff games.
And then double and triple have to play the district championship games.
Double and triple automatically, that counts as a quarterfinal, so they automatically go into the quarterfinals after they win.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Great. Neil Coulong, next half hour, analysis without the rant. What?
Steelers got Mike Williams in the last half hour?
Yeah, it's amazing how what the Jets wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah, and Alan Lazard just went on IR, too.
I don't care if the Jets beat Houston or not. They're still a mess.
Yeah.
All right. What's the Thursday night game this week?
Oh. That's a good question.
I don't know what it is.
Ravens-Bengals.
That's actually not a bad game.
No, not at all.
All right, we'll come back. More in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Joel Embiid has played as many games for the Sixers this season as the suit.
And pushed one more reporter.
Oh, just... Yeah. Wow.
Hey, Paul George at least got on the court yesterday, last night.
How'd he do?
No, they still lost. He struggled a little bit. You could tell it was his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be rust whenever you're in a situation like that. You can go on adrenaline only so far.
Played 38 minutes. I was a little surprised at that when I saw the box score.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Also, guess the reporter when, but by looking at the Embiid headline and knew who he pushed.
Right. Well, we've had him on the show before.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We've had him on the show before. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Like, I don't even know what he wrote. So I don't know.
Wasn't great.
Okay. I said...
Probably... I think because it was worried about the dead brother and the son, I get getting upset about it.
Yeah, I can understand it.
But we also have to handle that. I have to handle that stuff a little better than that.
But you can't put your hands on somebody else.
Well, and the Sixers didn't cover themselves in glory either, because the first thing they wanted to do was say, "Don't report it. Nothing happened."
Yeah. No, I can't do that either.
No, it's not, especially when it's... Well, they tried to... the story we ran in the paper Sunday, basically, they tried to move Maxie's interview out of the locker room so they couldn't tell what was going on, and everybody noticed something was going on, so nobody followed him out. So the next try was Sixers security tried to get him not to print anything about it.
Great. Well, you know, you always say, well, they didn't handle it well. It's like, it's one of the last things you expected to handle.
Well, that's true, too.
Right. So.
We're not expecting the superstar to push the city columnist.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's not something you wake up that day and say, hey, you know, guess what? Hey, we're going to have to figure out how to handle Joel going after the writer.
Yeah.
because you don't expect it to happen. Yeah, well.
Maybe they still have their files for when Charles was there and how they handled some of Charles' stuff.
I don't think so. Different crew, different time.
True.
So, I don't know. Neil, next half hour. Talk about Mike Williams being a Steeler, getting him from the Jets.
Commanders also got Marcus Lattimore from the Saints.
Yeah, I saw that. It's an interesting pickup. Washington's not a bad team.
No, and that's the next Sunday. Next week's Thursday night game is the Eagles and Commanders.
And that I will be locked in on. That game is a must-watch for me, because even when Washington was okay, they matched up well with Philadelphia for whatever reason. Now, with Daniels at quarterback... They've got a lot more going for them.
Got me to watch four quarters of the Giants on Sunday.
Ugh,
yeah, man, exactly.
Because you got to remember, if you're doing that, you have to watch the Giants, too.
Yes.
Brutal.